Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We will be chatting to Stephen Silverman. He's the Director of Investigations and Enforcement Campaign Against Anti-Semitism in the UK. And what we're going to be talking about is whether the UK should declare a state of national emergency because of the attacks on the Jewish community. And I'd love your thoughts on that. 061-895-1019. There's obviously a real need for something drastic to be done. And as we said earlier, there is a whole ecosystem where this has failed, whether it's from the on the political side with regard to terror organizations, with regard to hate speech, with regard to the hate marches being allowed, the enforcement, the actual law enforcement, and then the courts, who we have seen, despite the very strong words, the full force of the law, well, if that is the full force, then the UK is in bigger trouble than we even could have imagined. Stephen Silverman is the Director of Investigations and Enforcement Campaign Against Anti-Semitism. He joins us this morning. Stephen, a very good morning to you. No doubt the day after yet another event, one that certainly must have shaken the entire community in the UK, because it certainly has done so around the world. Let's talk about, before we talk about the steps to be taken, from your perspective, how did we get here?
Well, the worst of this is, of course, was the sense of dread for a long time now, because we knew this was coming. Mm. It's been 7 months since two Jews were killed on the streets of Manchester on Yom Kippur, outside a synagogue. And in that 7 months, the situation has worsened almost daily. And we were lucky that yesterday another two Jews weren't killed. And the feeling is this is not the end of it. You know, there is more to come. And the reason for that, that in the last 7 months since our attack on Yom Kippur, as indeed for the last 2.5 years since the Hamas atrocity on October the 7th, 2023, the government and the institutions and the organizations that could have done something to stop this have done nothing. And that is why we are here today. It is why we now have a national emergency in this country, a national emergency that affects Jews first and is going at some point to affect every decent person in this country. So, yeah, we are in a pretty dire situation right now.
Obviously, in order to... It's about many things. It's about actual results, and it's also about perception, because when you've got a community that are seriously asking themselves if they have a future, you want to deal with the perception and that feeling, I would imagine, first, as well as obviously the actual safety on the ground. How does government send a message to the community that we want you, we value you, and we don't want you going anywhere?
Well, I'll tell you how it does it, Howard. It does it by putting the Prime Minister and the Lord Mayor of London and the Mayor of London in front of the TV cameras, so that they can wring their hands and clutch their pearls and say how terrible it is and how important that it is for Jews to be safe and how anti-Semitism has no place in the country, while anti-Semitism has in fact carved itself a very, very comfortable place in this country that is expanding, and these people have done nothing to stop it. So, you know, if I sound cynical, it's because I am. The government and this government, it's not just this government, their preceding governments have failed the Jewish community, but it is this government at the moment, Keir Starmer's Labour Party, that has been in power for almost 2 years of the last 2.5 years of insanity that we've been watching. It is this government that has been almost criminally negligent in protecting the Jewish community. And now we get the Prime Minister standing like a deer in the headlights, not knowing what to say beyond his normal platitudes. And it is playing extraordinarily badly within the Jewish community. There is no trust, no confidence, no belief that this government has the will to do anything meaningful.
Is this an extension of what we saw in terms of the Labour Party and the accusations of anti-Semitism?
I think it's what we saw happen between 2015 and 2019 in the Labour Party under the leadership of Jeremy Corbyn paved the way for this. If you like, that's where the genie was let out of the bottle. And it's just grown ever since then. The Labour Party hasn't been purged of all its anti-Semites, despite what Keir Starmer might tell us. We've had also had the rise of MPs who might once have been in Labour but now are independent MPs, many of which elected on in the UK, elected not on issues related to housing, defence, education, employment, but on a Gaza platform. So, you know, there's been a continuum which began with a threat from Labour under Jeremy Corbyn and has grown ever since.
Talk to me about the state of national emergency.
Well, it's interesting because I actually believe we were the ones that coined it first. But yesterday, it has been used by others, including Jonathan Hall KC, the independent advisor on terrorism in the UK, Kemi Badenoch, the Conservative Party leader, and others. It means we have a situation in the UK, specifically where it's the hatred directed at one minority is so extreme and so violent that it is becoming impossible almost to prevent attacks, murderous attacks on them. And it is constant, it is relentless, it has pervaded every single walk of life here in the UK. And it is because there has not been the will to deal with it. Now, we can talk about, you know, why we think that that will hasn't been there, and we would have to speculate. But the simple fact of the matter is, this has happened not because it was unavoidable, but because the people and institutions who could have stopped it didn't.
There was also a significant amount of, there's been a significant amount of gaslighting. We saw that with the Maccabi Tel Aviv soccer where supporters were not allowed to attend, effectively Jewish supporters. And that was a very, very deliberate way to keep Jews out, and yet there was little acknowledgement, only very, very much later, that in fact the whole situation was quite contrived. When it runs that deep, where you have mayors of cities who are supportive of an anti-Jewish cause, how do you go about taking back the control away from haters?
Well, it's difficult, and of course, you know, the gaslighting started long before the Maccabi Tel Aviv incident. It began within days of October the 7th, when the commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, the most senior police officer in the country, told us that, no, it's fine, because from the river to the sea doesn't mean what you think it means. Jihad is really about inner contemplation. Globalize the intifada, no, that's fine. We all knew it was absolute rubbish, but that has been the line. Now, the only way you do this is you have to, it comes from the top. It has to be driven down now from the top. There has to be a government in place who has the will and the fight in them to not just stop people killing Jews today, but to roll back the radicalization of our society. And it might be that, you know, the only way that that happens is when enough people other than Jews, and there's clearly signs that it's happening, recognize the danger this represents to anybody and are sick of it. And, you know, we get a change of government. But it's very hard to see how we do it today unless there is a massive change of heart in the current government.
Is there really a two-tier policing and legal system?
Yes, I mean, you might be aware of the Southport riots a couple of years ago, when there were attacks on a migrant hotel in Southport. Mm. And a lot of that was seen to be driven, not there were ordinary people who were very concerned about what was happening, but the far right played a large part. And we saw the police force leap into action with a vigour and sense of purpose that we do not see when it applies to racism against Jews. Only a very, very short while ago, something we've known for a long time, was proven that the Crown Prosecution Service that brings cases against the matters of anti-Semitic hate crime, that its prosecution rate was pathetically low, only 1 in 26 cases of anti-Semitic hate crime are actually prosecuted. The criminal justice system is absolutely applying a two-tier approach when it comes to Jews and anti-Semitism.
We are out of time, but I just need to ask you one question. If for you, what is the most important first step to turning this around that you would like to see?
Well, for a start, we have to stop those who are really fueling this in their tracks. This government promised to ban the Islamic Revolutionary Guard in its manifesto. It hasn't done it yet, despite the fact that many Western democracies, including the entire EU, have done so. We need to ban the Muslim Brotherhood. We need to start clamping down on those mosques that have preachers that engage in incitement through the most vile and violent anti-Semitic rhetoric. These are basic things that have to be done in order to try to stem the flow of radicalization in this country. Otherwise, we're just putting sticking plasters on the problem.
Absolutely. That is where we leave it. Thank you. Thank you, as always, for chatting to us and for the work that you're doing. Stephen Silverman, Director of Investigations and Enforcement Campaign Against Anti-Semitism.